Wall Street gets a blank check while Main Street picks up the tab. Politicians raise taxes and the private sector picks up the tab. Who's fighting for business and how do we turn things around? Welcome to the only live and local show dedicated to the private sector and turning our economy around. This is Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on FM News 101 KXL.
It's 7 minutes after 4 o'clock on the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend. Hope you had a great turkey day. What a game yesterday in the Civil War, heard on our sister station, 750 The Game. It has been a great weekend for those of you out Christmas shopping. Hope you're enjoying yourself. And I hope you didn't eat too much turkey like I did. Every year, I swear I'm going to keep it under control, and I just can't do it. No discipline. A lot of fun, though. Hope you're having a great weekend. And next week, time to roll up the sleeves as we head into the final month of the year. We are in the home stretch of 2011. 1 month to go, really 3 weeks, until pretty much everybody shuts down. That week of Christmas, it's a ghost town. So 3 weeks to go here, get things wrapped up for this year, and head strong into next year. What else can you do? Keep on going. Been another tough year for many businesses out there, but I think we've adjusted to what is really a cliche now, the new normal. Now, the new normal is going to be the old normal here because it doesn't look like things are going to improve dramatically anytime soon in the overall economy. We see the unemployment numbers for October in the state of Oregon, well, pretty much the same, 9.5%. Seventh straight month, we've been above 9.3%, in that range between 9.3% and 9.6%. So stagnant would be an understatement. And if things start to pick up in the overall economy, inflation, something nobody's talking about, quite frankly, could rear its ugly head quickly. And we could have stagflation like we did in the 1970s. Talked to a lot of gentlemen who went through that, and they say this already reminds them of the 1970s. That's not good. Not a good period in the old U.S. of A. Going to be a grind. Well, welcome to the show. I don't want to put a damper on it because there is a lot to be thankful for. That's what you have to do this weekend, is count your blessings. I know it's been very challenging the past 3 or 4 years for many of you out there, but you've made it this far and you're turning things around. And quite frankly, I think everybody's adjusted now to the fact that this is going to take quite some time to get things turned around. And as we head into 2012, is your business plan in order? We'll talk to the coach, Mike Goss, about that coming up at 5:52. Have you readjusted your expectations for what you can do or you can't do in your business in the year ahead? I know so many people, a couple years ago, you turn the calendar after the holidays, it's January. A lot of people were excited. Things are going to turn around. Oh, boy. Remember 2009? Even 2010. Boy, I got to about March, April, definitely by May. People realizing they probably weren't going to hit their numbers for the year, and that flat, another cliche, is the new up. So if you're just holding on to where you were last year and you had a good, solid year, congratulations. You've done better than a lot of people out there, and it's time to turn the calendar toward another year that will be very challenging and very divisive. Occupy Portland, occupy literally everywhere going on. That's not going to go away anytime soon. And quite frankly, you heard it here first. We talked to Jeff Meyer from Meyer Group Architects about the possibility of protests and riots in the streets of downtown Portland a long time ago, a year ago. And it's happening. And I understand why. People are frustrated. They're upset. They don't know where to turn or whom to blame. You're blaming banking people in Portland, Oregon, who had absolutely nothing, I mean nothing, to do with the financial crisis. But they're looking for someone to blame. It's ridiculous. So when I say I get it, I do understand. People are frustrated. They want to pin this on somebody. If you want to pin it on somebody, why don't you jump in the back of your Subaru and drive to New York City and join that protest? Because the real crooks are on the Beltway. Okay, the guys that devised all of these exploding financial instruments reside on Wall Street. And they had a lot of help from politicians like Barney Frank and Christopher Dodd and the folks on Capitol Hill who opened the floodgates. Okay, this isn't anything anybody here in River City did. So you idiots out there that are running around downtown Portland protesting, congratulations. All you've done is mess things up even more for your friends and neighbors who had absolutely nothing, and I mean nothing, to do with the financial crisis. So I had to qualify that statement. I don't want people to think that I support that in any way. I get it. You're frustrated. You're angry. Join the club. So am I. Who didn't lose half the value in their house or half the value in their retirement? Or if you didn't have a retirement, maybe you lost everything. You're not alone, okay? Doesn't give you the right to throw rocks through windows, to stop traffic, and to bring an already staggering economy to a halt. That is not right, and somebody needs to put their foot down. Well, when we come back, we're going to shift gears and take this a positive direction, as we always do on this show with our select executives this weekend, Debbie Miner and Rob Hash from Viking Automatic Sprinkler, a tremendous story of a company that was started in the depths of the Great Depression and is thriving in Great Depression 2.0. They're up next as our select executive a little bit later. We'll talk real estate with Nick Shivers as the market declines yet again. Our next hour, Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. And as I mentioned, the coach, Mike Goss, joins us coming up in about 90 minutes to talk about what you need to know about your business heading into what will be another challenging year ahead. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. Stay with us. Our select executives just arrived.
Now, back to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on FM News 101 KXL.
And we're back. Stick around. Coming up in our next hour, we'll talk to Nick Shivers and Joseph Chaplick about two very different sectors of the real estate market. Right now, though, it's time to welcome this weekend's select executive.
Let's get started.
Small business is the backbone of our economy.
You got a future in this business.
And each week, we select a local leader from the private sector.
Well, let's get down to business.
Please welcome this week's Select Exec, presented by WFG National Title.
Come along, baby, you will find me executive.
On Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing.
And this weekend, we welcome Debbie Miner and Rob Hash from Viking Automatic Sprinkler, a company founded in the depths of the Great Depression. And we call on Rob from the Seattle market and Debbie from the Portland market, two vital offices for Viking Automatic Sprinkler. I'm excited to talk to you. What a great story.
Well, back in 1930... Mr. Rollo Thorsdale started the company and eventually sold. Wally Larson was working for him in the shop, and he ended up buying the company in the 60s. And then he took on two more business partners, Lawrence Larson and Ted Tate, and their sons all came to work for the company. So in the 80s, the four sons bought the company, and then it progressed to where now Rob and I have the company.
That's great. Now we'll talk more about how you both got involved in the company and how you worked your way up, and mm-hmm. I mean, very near and dear to you. But what was it that made the company successful early on and back in the 1930s? Because, you know, you talk about the worst time to start a business, but I've heard several stories of local businesses that started in the 1930s as bad as it was also an era of great entrepreneurship, wasn't it?
Right. Well, the woodmill industry was a big thing there. And back then, they just had that work ethic of going out there, being in the mills with the customers, you know, making a relationship. And that's kind of what has held Viking together all these years, is the relationship that you establish with your customers.
And Rob, I think that's bigger now than ever before. And I've said this on the show time and again, where as quote-unquote good as things were for a stretch for many people between about 2002 or 3 and 2007, 8, come on, it wasn't real, right? It was a credit-induced bubble, and really it wasn't a great business environment because it was all based on price and it wasn't based on relationships. So for a company like yours, now is a good environment, isn't it?
It's a good environment from the standpoint that with work being as challenged as it is, that we have those relationships to draw on. Our customers are our lifeblood. They are what keeps our doors open. And that is our focus every day that we come to work, is that our priority is to take care of our customer. We understand the value of that customer, and we do everything we can to maintain that relationship.
Rob Hash and Debbie Miner joining us from Viking Automatic Sprinkler. They are our select executives this weekend on Business Briefing. Who are your customers? Tell us what you're doing and who you're talking to.
Well, the woodmill, of course, Roseburg, Boise, GP, and all of those go from Northern California all the way up through, what is it, up in Seattle, Hampton Lumber. Yeah, and a few others.
Sierra Pacific.
Mm-hmm. Conagra Food Services. We do Simplot Food Services over in Idaho. And then we have some industrial customers. We have the general contractors in this area. Some, like Viking, have grown up in the generations too. PNC Construction, a local contracting company here, was originally out in Gresham. And the founders of that company passed on their heritage to the next generation, which formed with our next generation. So.
And when we talk about automated sprinkler, what does that mean? Because I want to make sure that our audience understands not only who you're working with, but what it is you do, what services you provide.
Well, we install fire sprinkler systems in commercial buildings and industrial buildings. We do some residential, and they're a code-mandated system in most commercial buildings. And we also, we're a full-service fire sprinkler contractor in that we do the installation, we do the design, we do the fabrication, we service, and we maintain the systems.
Okay, so this is really the whole package. This isn't just an install and then you walk away and somebody else takes it over. I mean, this is yours really from the get-go.
Yeah, from beginning to end.
Wow. Big jobs. And I would imagine with the economy and the downturn, how did that impact your business?
Well, I think it didn't give us as many opportunities out on the public market. There were less public projects to bid. There are less large private projects to bid. So what we've had to do is adapt to smaller projects and doing more service and maintenance and inspection work. And that's basically what's carrying us right now is the relationships we have with those people. That work is not typically bid out. That work is negotiated with our customers, and it's negotiated because of the relationship we have with them.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I hear that from business owners in many sectors, is, you know, that the big projects aren't there. They're not as prevalent. It's forced business owners to refocus on really getting back to basics and, you know, service. And not that you weren't before that, though, but I know even companies that have great customer service have reevaluated how they deliver that. Did you do the same thing?
Well, I think we opened our doors more to focusing on making sure that we have all of the stuff they're going to need for that service. You know, sometimes people can need a service call and we have to, you know, back up a little bit and order some parts or something. But now we keep that inventory more in stock than we would normally.
Gotcha. So it's readily available and you can
Everything.
Implement.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. If you're just tuning in, this is Business Briefing. Our select executives this weekend are Debbie Miner and Rob Hash from Viking Automatic Sprinkler. And give us kind of an idea, too, on the scope of your business. I know we've got locations in Seattle and Portland, but it goes beyond that, right?
Yeah, we're also in Idaho, and we have an office in Idaho. We have an office in Medford, an office in Longview, Washington, and we do work up in Alaska, Montana, Wyoming, Utah. We used to work in Nevada, but we've since pulled out of there. We had an office down in Lodi, California for a few years. We attempted that market, but it was really tough. So we service Northern California out of our Medford area.
Gotcha. And as business owners, you talk to a lot of other business owners. And I'm interested here as we wrap up 2011. We talked about this off the air in the last break. When you talk to the people who are your customers, who are also business owners like you, what's the mood out there as we wrap up this year and head into next year? What are you hearing out there?
Well, I think there's a lot of unknown. I think that the cycle that we're going through is much deeper, much longer than a lot of the downturns that we've seen in the past. And so there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of unknown. And I think people are taking the approach that they take it on a day-by-day basis. They analyze their business on a month-by-month basis. They're constantly looking at what they're doing and trying to improve on efficiencies and looking at ways to cut costs and doing everything they can to try to survive this downturn.
Do you think that the people you've talked to, and maybe answer this for yourself too, have we effectively adjusted our expectations heading into 2012? I know we talked about this during the break, how it was more of a rah-rah, hey, it's a new year and we're optimistic. Not to take away from that optimism, but have we all adjusted to this? Do you think that most business owners are aware of the fact that it's going to be a long haul?
I think this economy that we're in right now has more of a feeling that this is the norm. I think, like you had mentioned earlier, in 2008, maybe even earlier than that, where there was an overabundance of work, I think everybody benefited from that, and I think it was a good time for all. And I think it took a while to come down from that point, to really look at where we're at right now and say, it's going to be a while before this gets better, and we're going to have to make decisions that are going to be based on the feeling that we have today, and maybe not be as optimistic going forward as we would like to be.
And you've made some changes to your business plan in the 60 seconds we've got before the break. Debbie, talk about that a little bit. You're trying to get the word out more, aren't you?
Yeah, we're trying to go meet up, take Viking from the 1930s up to 2011, 2012, and let them know we're here. We were here in 1930, and we're going to be here in 2030, hopefully. That's our plan.
And it sounds like a great plan. We appreciate you stopping by to talk to us. And we're not finished with you. Hang on here throughout the break. We've got more to talk about with our select executives this weekend, Debbie Miner and Rob Hash from Viking Automatic Sprinkler. There are some things that some business owners don't think about that you should. We'll talk more about sprinkler systems and what you need to be aware of. And we'll talk about the differences between these two executives. They are very different, but they combine their talents for this successful company. That is up next as Business Briefing continues here on the weekend. We head into the final 3 weeks of the business year. And Dave Bourne, that is a song I have never heard as we take it to break here on Business Briefing.
FM News 101 KXL, Oregon's station of record.
And we're back with this weekend's select executives, Debbie Miner and Rob Hash from Viking Automatic Sprinkler. And we talked during the break about how you arrived at this point in your careers. It's a very inspirational story, Debbie. Why don't you share that with our audience?
Well, both Rob and I came up through the company, me on the administrative side through bookkeeping and everything. And Rob started out as an apprentice working out in the field. And we both had a passion for the company and what they were offering and stuff. And we just kept working hard every day. And eventually things just kind of came together. Well, in about 2000, three of the four owners took a lesser role in the company. And the fourth owner, he was the youngest, Mike Tate, took over leadership and as the president and the managing partner of the company, and took Rob and I alongside of him to help him, me with the administrative side, Rob with the contracting side. And in about 2007, I was diagnosed with cancer, and the company just came alongside of me and took care of me, set up an office at my house so I could stay in contact and work together with them. And the year and the month I went back to work full time in February of 2009, Mike Tate was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and passed away that August. And that was a real heavy impact on the company because Mike became the cheerleader for Viking. He was taking us into this century and the new way of doing things, the building a website, the you know, just the everything about getting out there. He was a member of Portland Execs here in Portland and got his name out there and helped all the other local businesses, you know. So he was real active in the community and in the business, being our cheerleader.
And it would seem that the company is in great hands now with the two of you. He left it in good hands because you have the office experience and kind of the, you know, the inside piece. And you've got the on the street out selling, and you both worked your way up through the company too, mm-hmm. which I know has to be, you know, hugely valuable for you at this point.
Well, I think for me, like I told you in my emails, was that the first day I walked in the door, I knew I would retire at this company. It's an old building. It's built in 1960, 50, something like that. You know, it's green. It's tipped halfway to the Willamette River, you know, but it's our building and it's my home. And just like when I got sick, the company was still part of my heart. You know, it wasn't like being out sick or anything. You live Viking. You become part of it. We always joke around about bleeding green. You know, if you're mm-hmm. a real true employee there, you bleed green. And it's really the truth.
So you took the handoff and you had that vision. It must have been pretty powerful to take over the company. How did that come about?
I think for part of it, at least for both of us, we were already in real strong leadership positions, mm-hmm. you know. We both just, it wasn't like you set your goals to become a manager or anything. It
sure.
just kind of morphed into that just by loving what you do.
And not only did you come up through different, I guess, parts of the company, but you're both very different. And and it works very well, doesn't it, right?
Yes, we are very different. I'm much more reserved. Debbie is much more outgoing.
For his first birthday, once we took over the company, I hired an impersonator of Marilyn Monroe to go in and sing Happy Birthday, Mr. President to him in the Seattle office, and he died. But
she likes to put me in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah, he's really fun to mess with because he's so quiet. You know, we always joke with that. I have 100 cookbooks. He has one. You know, that's just the difference.
Well, I was looking at the bio. Rob, you have, you guys have cats?
Or is no, he does.
You have cats, you have dogs.
Yeah.
And none of the two shall mix, right?
Exactly. Not my house.
So as you take this company through this challenging time, and what do you draw on that you've learned coming up through the company that's, I think, given you the tools to take it to the next level?
Well, I think we like to say that the blueprint has already been put in place for mm-hmm. success at Viking, and all we have to do is follow it. We're in a very good position in that the company is well-established, has a well-established customer base. The culture is a culture of customer service and quality. And so really, what our position is and what our job is to essentially just continue Viking the way Viking has always run. And we've been with the company long enough where we understand what that vision is, we understand what the core values are. And so really our job every day is just to make sure that we continue to do what has made us successful in the past.
What are the biggest challenges you face? I know that there are many in this economy, but as you look at the next year, let's say a five-year projection, what are the biggest challenges your company faces?
Well, we're a union contractor,
mm-hmm.
and the non-union competition is tough, especially down here in Oregon where we don't have regulations for the installation of sprinkler systems and stuff. You know, we have codes, but anybody can install a sprinkler system pretty much. When you're competing out there and our guys go through a four or five-year program, they've kind of been changing it up lately, but they're quality fitters. They know what they're doing out there. And to have somebody else, maybe a plumber, start installing sprinkler systems just because they know how to run water, it's a little bit different.
It's a lot different.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge difference. I didn't know there was a difference. A Washington, a little different, though, on the regulations.
Much more regulations in Washington than there are in Oregon. I think Oregon is seeing the benefit of some of those regulations, and I think they're looking at that and maybe moving towards that. But Washington is definitely at the forefront of that. There's mm-hmm. a very active group within the Washington State Fire Marshal's Office that is a believer in regulations and certifications, and they've pushed for that very hard.
We don't even have a specialty license in Oregon for fire sprinkler contractors. For example, when we changed the ownership plan this last January, I went and got the contractors board registration for us. But to do it for our license in California, Rob had to actually do it because they asked fire sprinkler questions, installation questions, things that I have no clue about.
Sure.
So, you know, it was in Washington's the same way. In fact, Idaho, Washington, Wyoming, Utah, they all have specialty licenses for fire protection, but Oregon doesn't.
We need to get that changed.
It's a little bit sad.
Yeah, we need to get that changed. If you're just tuning in, this is Business Briefing here on a Sunday afternoon as it turns to evening with our select executives, Debbie Miner and Rob Hash from Viking Automatic Sprinkler. And, you know, while we've got our business owners tuned in, those that may not currently work with you or maybe haven't heard of your company, I want to be able, you know, for you in front of this forum to reach out to them. What should they know? For our business owners that have sprinkler systems and industrial buildings, what should they know about and be concerned about their sprinkler systems?
Well, I think sprinkler systems are like most building systems in that they need to be maintained. And they need to be maintained on a regular basis, and they need to be checked out and to ensure that the vital components of that system are working. And there are codes in place that mandate that the inspection and testing be done. Some jurisdictions enforce that and others do not. But it is very important that these systems work. They are life safety systems. They're also, they protect commercial and they protect buildings, but they also are life safety systems, and they need to be maintained at a higher level than I think that they are currently. And there's programs out there that can be put in place. There's some jurisdictions that take it very seriously. And we just think they're obviously, it's our business, we think they're very important and that they should be maintained properly.
Now, Rob, you're probably maintaining sprinkler systems maybe that you didn't install, right? And what issues do you run into in those circumstances?
Well, I think, you know, there's an electronic portion to our system also, in that our systems are electronically monitored. And so they have to work together. I mean, when there's a flow of water in our system, that electronic signal needs to be sent to the monitoring agency, letting the fire department know that there was a water flow, and they have to be tested to make sure that they operate properly. And I think that's what we find most is that the systems themselves are very reliable, have a very good track record, but they do need to be maintained.
And that's not always at the top of a business owner's list, is it, right? You've got to remind them, don't you?
Yeah, and, well, you know, it's a cost. It's a cost that all business owners have to budget for. And sometimes when things are tight and they're looking for ways to cut the budget, you know, maybe that'd be one thing we would choose not to do. But it's important. I mean, like I say, they protect the property, but they're also life safety systems that needed to be treated with.
And real quick, how often should they be doing that?
They should be done on an annual basis.
Okay.
The system should be tested on an annual basis.
Okay, good to know. Good to know for our business owners out there. And for those of you who may have missed this segment, you'll want to podcast this on KXL.com. We've welcomed this weekend Debbie Miner and Rob Hash from Viking Automatic Sprinkler, a local company in business since way back in the last Great Depression. And now here we are in Great Depression 2.0. They're still in business. They're going strong. Rob, thanks for coming down from Seattle. And Debbie, thanks to you as well. If you'd like to learn more, visit their website, vikingsprinkler.net, and give our local company the business and the support they deserve. When we come back, we'll wrap up the first hour of Business Briefing and a preview of the real estate market coming up next here. Stay with us.
This is Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on FM News 101 KXL.
And welcome back. Again, our thanks to Debbie Miner and Rob Hash from Viking Automatic Sprinkler. They're changing their approach, and they're doing a little more marketing. And you know what? We talked during the break, and it's interesting in this interesting period that we're in. How many times have you heard or said the word interesting over the past year? That's about the only way you can sum it all up. But we were talking about how right now it's just a real time to invest in your business, whether that's your people, your marketing, your sales team to really roll up the sleeves and pay attention to the basics. And we'll hear some good stuff from Mike Goss coming up in about an hour from now at 5:52. I'll share a story about a sales presentation that I was in this past week prior to Thanksgiving that was pretty good but didn't resonate. And I think that, you know, we own businesses. We're all trying to get there. But you may have the game plan to win the Super Bowl, as we often do, but we don't block and tackle. We don't do the basics. And that's what so many businesses, business owners, executives, decision makers lost sight of between, I would say, 2003 and 2008. About a 5 or 6 year period there where things came easily. Credit was flowing and people made buying decisions much more readily than they do now. As you know, the American consumer is strapped. Whether you're selling direct to the public or you're a converter or you're B2B, whatever you may be, you need to make a sale to make money, right? So we're all finding that our message is great, but if it doesn't resonate with your client, and it could be a long-standing client, you need to reevaluate what you're doing. And we've found some local companies that have done that in working with Mike Goss. This is, I'll throw it out there, this is an endorsement for Mike. What he's done for a lot of business people is to do just that. Reevaluate what's going on with your sales team. You set the goals, you shoot for the numbers, that's great. Maybe you hit them sometimes, maybe you don't. Why is that? What's your message? What's your product? Does it matter? Why would someone buy from you? These are all questions that need to be answered, and we will in the next couple weeks here. This weekend with Mike coming up in our next hour at 5:52, we'll talk about to sell more, solve more problems. Listen to your clients. Don't talk about your products. Listen to them. What do they want? Maybe you don't offer what they want. Maybe you can help them in other ways. That's what we do all the time in our practice. That's what this show is built around. I know that not every one of you needs what I do. Quite a few of you do, but if there's something I can help you with through this show, you need a great CPA firm. You're unhappy with that tax bill. We work with the best CPAs in town. I know of a client who saved $50,000 on their tax bill working with a different CPA. All on the up and up, of course. Okay. Great attorneys that we work with in this market. We've got some of the best attorneys in the Portland market, anywhere in the nation. Food and beverage, manufacturing, agribusiness, estate planning. Some of the best reside here, and I'll tell you why that's true. People, oh, yeah, you're just saying that, Brian. No, I'm not. It truly is. I work with people up and down the West Coast, L.A. to Seattle. And we've got the best here because it's a great place to live. That's what attracts the top CPAs and attorneys to the Portland market. Business brokers, lenders. So if there's an issue that you have with your business or personal, you need to tackle estate planning concerns, accounting issues. I know a great guy who can come into your business as an outside CFO, take a look under the hood, and evaluate things for you. A lot of great people in this market that can help you as a business owner. That's what this show is all about. I've said it time and again. Use me as your Rolodex. My contact information is on our website, kxl.com. It is a fabulous new website that we have up. Congratulations to everybody who was behind that effort. Our website rocks now. It is a resource for you. I blog on the business briefing page. We have our podcasts and all my contact information. So if there's anything we can do to help you build your business, that's what this show is all about. We would love to hear from you. When we come back in our next hour, stick around at 5:07. Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate joins us to talk about the red hot apartment market. That's up next.